13-year-old Cara Darmody is with us in our studio this morning. She's from Ardfinnan in County Tipperary, and she's been campaigning for over 2 years for her brothers, 11-year-old Neil and 7-year-old John, who are severely autistic, trying to draw attention to the roadblocks and delays that families like hers come up against trying to access services. She's meeting the Taoiseach again today, and she's with us in studio this morning with her dad, Mark. Cara and Mark, you're very welcome to
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
And thank you for coming into us today. Cara, tell me about your brothers and why you're meeting the Taoiseach today.
So I have two severely autistic and disabled brothers. Neil is 11 and John is 7. And the first thing I'll say is I'm not autistic myself, but I have two brothers who are. And it's really, really tough. But they inspired me to start this journey because in fifth class, I sat the junior cycle math exam for charity. And then in sixth class, I sat the Leaving Cert for charity. And I got 97% in both exams. And I'm meeting the Taoiseach today because the previous two Taoiseachs that I met last year when I went up to Leinster House about 30 times, they said they would make change with the assessments and the services problem in Ireland, but they didn't. So I'm up here again today with Simon Harris to talk about that, but to mainly talk about a couple of issues I have with him, including that the HSE are breaking the assessments and needs law, which states that a child must be assessed within 6 months of their application for the assessment, but that isn't being done. It's taken 3 to 5 years or even longer to do that. And I'm going to tell him that I want him to give that commitment in public and to do it within 12 months. And the two previous Taoiseachs told me they would make changes on this specific issue about autism assessments and waiting lists, but it hasn't happened. And they've left the kids rotting on waiting lists, and it's so wrong.
Now, you met Leo Varadkar, you met Micheál Martin, and this isn't the first time that you've met this Taoiseach. What did you ask him to do the last time, and did he make any promises to you?
The last time, I told him that the HSE are breaking the assessments and needs law, and that I wanted him to stop, that I want him to get the government to stop allowing the HSE to do that, and then to have a deadline then as to when he's going to achieve that. So I gave him 12 months, which I think is very, very generous, because it should not take 12 months. But I'm giving 12 months because I'm going to be wicked generous and all that, and I'm going to meet him again today. And then it's for him to give that commitment in public, like here on like the amazing, wonderful Morning Ireland or on like RTE News or something like that, but to give it in public. And I'm meeting him again today. But the last time, to answer your question, that he said that the 7 million euros worth of funding was actually dedicated towards my work that I put in towards the advocacy and towards helping other people, because a couple of months ago the government gave 7 million euros towards assessments and all that, but it's only a tiny fraction, it's only a drop of the ocean of what needs to be done.
Well, if he has any announcement to make after seeing him, we'd be more than happy to speak to him on Morning Ireland as a result. What are you expecting to hear from him today then?
Look, I would like to think that there's not even going to be good news, but he has invited me up. The thing I'd make clear is that if he's listening, that he's the one that's inviting me up to like his office and to meet him. Like, obviously I've been requesting a meeting and all that, but he's actually the one inviting me up. So I like to think that since I met him 2 months ago, that he's going to have some type of news. I don't know what that news is because we're meeting him at 12:30, but I'd like to think that since he's the one inviting me up, that he's going to have made some progress on this issue and that we're going to get further information, and hopefully that we'll get some good news.
Take me back a little bit. You've been campaigning for 2 years now, Cara. You've been coming up to Dublin pretty regularly. Can you tell me some more about what you've been doing for your brothers?
Of course. So basically, when I was in fifth class, I sat the junior cert. And yes, when I was in sixth class, I sat the leaving cert. I raised €40,000 basically each year. So €80,000 in total. And I got 97% in both of those exams. And I don't know if you saw it, but for my junior cert, I got my result live on the Late Late Show.
I saw that,
and
yes.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty wonderful. And it was like the biggest shock of my life. And I suppose I was honoured, and like, Dad, you know, like, it was such a good day and all that. But basically, I'm just doing it to help other people. But then last year, then I decided that I was going to go into Leinster House, and that I was going to meet the politicians. So what I did was I actually got meetings with them. So like, I would meet the politicians. So like, I met Simon Harris last year and all
that.
You
got a day off school every week to do that, is that right?
Yeah, the Section 17, but I'm actually allowed to do that. So, like, I'm actually allowed to take a day off school every week. But it was all for a good cause, you know. Yes. Like, I wasn't dotting school or anything, you know.
But are you back at school yet? this year?
No, I'm starting this Thursday. So, look, that's all good. But I'm going to keep on going with this, and I'm not going to stop until I get what I want, because what's going on in this country is wrong, and we can't wait for the adults in the room any longer. So it's time that I take over.
You're wearing your club's Ard Finnan GAA. You're wearing a hoodie of them in this morning with your initials on the top as well. Are you bringing gifts to the Taoiseach today from your club? Is that right?
I sure am. I'm bringing my... We're going to bring stuff from Ard Finnan and our local club, Ballybacon Grange. Like, we're going to bring up hurleys for the kids, signed by Brendan Cummins, and we're going to bring up a football signed by Kitty Ryan Savage, and the captain of the Tipperary 1974 team. And look, I think that I'm so honoured to be up there today, but we're going to give them loads of gifts, because if for anyone listening, like, I just want them to know that I'm not here to, like, give out to Simon Harris, and I'm not like, oh, you need to do this, and I'm not like being mean to him or anything. Like, I'm doing it all for the right cause, and I have total respect for Simon Harris and what he's doing, and I completely admire him, and I think I see him, like, I kind of see me in him, because when he was like 15 years old, he was campaigning too.
And he was campaigning for similar things to what you're campaigning for, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. So, like, I respect Simon Harris totally, so I wouldn't want anyone to think I don't respect him and that I disrespect him, because I respect him because I see myself just like him.
Mark Carmody, also with us in our studio. What are you expecting from the Taoiseach today?
Yeah, I suppose, look, they've just been putting a stick and plaster over all these issues. And, I mean, you're featuring this very, very regularly. And the bottom line is we need to see action. We need to see very, very big action, because all the little announcements that they're making, they're not washing with the disability community, full stop, be it school places, services, like assessments. So, like, the Taoiseach needs to announce something substantial. And it's going to have to be big. So, like, Cara has been very clear, she's not going to go away, and we've had to support her on this. So, look, she's engaged positively with him. It's been the most positive campaign, I'd say, ever. So, but he needs to produce the goods here now. So we'll listen to what he has to say before she makes any further decisions about what she'll do, you know.
Cara, have you any more protests planned? I suspect you'll be back up in Dublin again, yes?
Mm-hmm. I have a monster meeting inspired by the legend himself, Daniel O'Connell, and that's... I actually have the sign on me right now, like the poster thing, and it's on the September the 26th, and it's on from 11 a.m. until 12:30, and I'm just doing it to help other people. But I also had a rally then last July, like on the 31st of July, outside of the Taoiseach's department, and there were loads of people at it, but I'm hoping to get even more people this time, because the more people that come up and support, the easier it is for Simon Harris to say to the rest of the government, like, look, this is a big issue, and that there's loads of people who are actually being affected by this issue, and it isn't just like one person.
Cara and Mark Darmody, thank you both very much for coming into us in the morning, Ireland, today.
Thank you so much.